Right. Well, today is the last Sunday that we'll be together in February. And you may recall that we began this month with the recognition that because February included a day officially dedicated to love, that we could use Valentine's Day to remember that love is what we are every day. That we could use that love-filled day to remind us that love makes the world go round. Love is the energy within all life, including our life. Love takes care of us even when we're unaware that love is there. Its wisdom keeps our planet from bumping into all the other planets, and its power keeps us right where we are on the planet so we don't fly off. Now that's love. That's powerful love. Every time we love, we're in harmony with that love, the love that created the universe in which we live. So we may want to ask ourselves on this final day, this final Sunday of a month of Sundays of love, does love make my world go round? The spiritual teacher Matt Kahn wrote in his book, Whatever Arises, Love That. In every breath you take, love is always here. Throughout any personal encounter, love is always here. No matter what comes together or whatever is pulled apart, love is always here. If we allow love to momentarily or extendedly be dormant in us by choosing not to love, love is still here for us to choose just the same. If love isn't the motivation for our thoughts or words or actions, love is always here to motivate us. If we let it. Love is always here because love is all there is to everything here and there and everywhere, including right where we are at any time, every time. Without expressing love, we can't live a life that we'll enjoy living, even if we think we can. Even if not feeling love seems to be who we are and what life is for. We can't live at all without God, and God is love. Even when we think we are, even when not feeling the divinity within us, not feeling divine feels like who we are and what our life is about. If we've been thinking we can live this life in this world without the participation of our divinity, without the power that can do all the heavy lifting for us if we let it, then it's likely our life feels like a struggle a lot of the time. And we're conflicted and confused about what this life is for. And we may wonder how it is that we can live happily in a world that seems to have a power that is opposed to our happiness and the happiness of others. through its constant threat of sickness and sadness and conflict and war. And so we stress in our mind and we labor with our body, trying to make a life for ourselves that brings us more happiness than misery. And all the while, we're convinced that that power that is unlove is going to get us anyway. And if we're feeling anything like that about ourselves or this world, then it is vital for us to remember the words of Jesus, who was the master of his life. He said, "I of myself can do nothing. The Father within does the works." The Father is love, and we are born of love. And since God is all there is, no matter what appears to be, there's nothing going on in us or in this world that love isn't doing. So even when what we're doing is done without spiritual awareness, we're not doing it on our own. Even if we believe that we've been separated at birth from the God of our creation, we couldn't even have a bad day without God sustaining our life while we're having it. In the book of Psalms, we read, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I shall ascend to heaven, there you are. And if I should descend into hell, you are there also." We can't lose our oneness with the spiritual world, because that's where the greater part of us exists already, even now. The physical world and our human form within it couldn't appear without spiritual backing. If God were to separate from us for any reason at all, we wouldn't know about it because we wouldn't be. Thank God there's more to us than meets the eye, because it sure looks like we're doing this on our own. Thank God there is a non-physical, invisible aspect of us that is the greater part of who we are. The inside to our outside, that is the boundless divinity of us. And it's always there within us. Our inner being is the one that holds the awareness that we are now and forever an eternal part of eternity. It contains the memory of our divinity. We could say that the guru in you never forgets who you are, where you came from, where you are now, and why you're here. Isn't that extraordinary? That in an infinite universe without boundaries, that goes on and on forever, we can never be lost within it if we look within us for directions. Our spirit, our true self, is always invisibly here. We can't leave home without it. We can't live in our home without it. It never forgets who we are and why we are. It always knows, because it is the non-physical physical part of us that is always right where we are. Of course it knows where we are. It's always being and supporting who we are. So of course it knows who we are. It is always being the inside, the non-physical, to the physical we're being on the outside in every moment. Now, we may have had plenty of people in our life who've told us where to go, but only the divine within us consistently loves us and directs us towards our happiness. But it's up to us to know who to call, to decide to tune into that presence that is always here, and to look for wisdom and guidance right where we are. Abraham Hicks tells us this is the most important thing for you to know. And if you hear these things, these very few things, you'll be all set. There is a physical world. You live in it. You can see it. That is an extension of a non-physical world. The non-physical world is the basis of the physical world, and it is all good. Teach yourself in whatever way you can to be based first in the non-physical world. Even though we're capable of focusing on ourselves as a solely separate human being, even though we're able to forget that there's more to life than what we see with our physical eyes, the guru within us never forgets our divinity and our inseparability from the creator of all that is. Our inner being is the love that's always here. It's behind every loving thought that comes to our mind. When things don't go our way, when those we've tried to love don't love us back, when people don't say and do what we want them to, when the world seems to be in chaos, the guru in me and you knows what to do. It communicates its wisdom and guidance through a holy vibration that often feels to us like intuition. But it also communicates its holy vibration so that we can translate it. And when we translate it, it becomes thoughts of love. Thoughts that feel so good to think. When we think something unlovable about ourselves, the guru in us calls to us to give more love to ourselves, to open our hearts so that we can feel beyond thoughts of unlovability. And when we welcome love into our heart, right where we are, no matter what, loving thoughts about ourselves come to mind. And when someone appears to us to be unlovable, the guru in us calls to us to offer love to that person, to open our heart and welcome love right where we are. And when we do, no matter who is there, loving thoughts come to mind. In the way of mastery, we read, "For remember always that nothing can come to you unless you have called it from within you. In order to grow more deeply in forgiveness, in wisdom, in love, and in the power of Christ." The guru within us always calls us to love more because it knows we are love. And there's always more within us to offer this world and to offer ourselves. It has a more expansive view of all of life and our life within it. To the guru in you, you are the universe. You are the very center of it, gifted with infinite possibilities at all times for expressing life in beautiful, loving, grace-filled ways. In Science of Mind, we read, "All of the universe is present at any and every point within it." I'll let you think about that, but I'll go on to explain it. Which is to say, there's not more of the universe over there than there is over here. Not more of the universe down there than there is back there. The universe is always at its center everywhere. And its circumference is nowhere. Which means that at the very point where we are, wherever we are, all the possibilities within the universe are there too. We're standing as an individual expression, an individual point of the universe of love. And that's the point the guru in you is focused on. The point where we are, the point where we are one with the universe. And as the song goes, as far as our guru is concerned, anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. And all that's required of us to live a life of joy and love and freedom that blesses us and blesses this world is our willingness to ask the divine within us to show us the way to do it. So are we ready to look to our guru, to the Son of God within us that is aglow with love and nothing but love? It is an all-powerful presence that can heal our mind of sad, sorrowful, sick images of life by offering us the truth of what life is. No matter what may be going on in our life or in the world, the love within us isn't going anywhere. It's always here. It's not going to turn away from us even when we turn away from it. But when we turn to it, love will heal all that seems to us to be unlovable and unhealable. The spiritual teacher Nisargadatta Maharaj said, "Instead of searching for what you do not have, find out what it is you have never lost." We will never lose the guru within us, that lover of life, that lover of us, knows that love is eternal. And so are we. The guru within me and you lets us know in every moment by how we're feeling in that moment if what we are thinking will bring to us the love we are wanting. You were created to create all that is good and beautiful and true. Just ask the guru in you. Namaste. All right. Well, this is the time of our service where we express our gratitude, where we are so filled with love and appreciation for each other. Love and appreciation for all of you who are watching us live stream or going to catch us later in the week. We love you too. We are so filled with gratitude that we can come together and say out loud words of love, that we don't need to hide it, that we can just be in love with life everywhere we go. We're grateful to know that there is a place where we can come and be loved and supported in all that we desire to do in this life. And we're grateful to all of you for your financial support that keeps this message of love going in the world, throughout our community and on to every place in this world. There is a Center for Spiritual Living in the Ukraine. There are centers for spiritual living everywhere. And the message of love is everywhere. And the presence of peace is everywhere. And so if you don't know by now how to financially support LEC, then there are several ways. You can hit the donate button on our LEC Facebook page, Life Enrichment Center. You can go to our website, lecflint.com, and hit the contribute button. If you're a member of PayPal, that's an easy way to support us. And as our treasurer likes to say, you can always send a check, and we'll take them straight to the bank. So our address is 2512 South By Road, Flint, Michigan, 48532. And I always like to say what Grateful Jim says all the time. Just to remind you, you can't outgive God. So, while our gratitude receiver comes forward,